Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Polokwane tomorrow reaching a high of 13, Bombela 29. Wrapping up some of the day's headlines, police spokesperson Brenda Moridili confirmed that three suspects have been arrested in connection to the murder of former Randwater CEO Tsebogo Jwala and his bodyguard in January.
The team, which is inclusive of the Provincial Crime Detection Tracking Team, as well as Tactical Response Team, traced the first suspect and arrested him on the 18th of April 2024 while on his way from KwaZulu-Natal to Gauteng. Upon questioning him, two more suspects were traced to their hiding place in KZN.
The bail applications of some suspects in the Fort Hare University corruption and fraud investigations have been concluded today. The bodyguard of former rapper aka Anwar Khan was granted 200,000 rand bail. His co-accused Terence Joubert will, however, remain in custody.
The court felt that there's the probability that he's going to interfere with witnesses and investigations. We have refused to grant this investigator access to his cell phone. First, the other thing, he misled the court and said he left the NPA voluntarily while knowing that he was dismissed.
And the Nansfield Railway line from Soweto to Park Station in Johannesburg was relaunched today by the Minister of Transport, Sindiswe Chikunga, and the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. This after various serious vandalism incidents during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Though we are not where we should be, this marks a significant improvement and illustrates the demand for the service.
The Minister of Defence and Military Veterans ordered a probe into the conduct of the head of legal services in the SANDF, General Eric Mnisi. He actioned a request by the former minister of the department and former speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula without Minister Thandi Modise's approval. Here is Modise's spokesperson Amos Paho.
The minister has instructed the Secretary of Defence, Dr. Gamede, to look into General Mnisi's handling of the matter from an administrative and process point of view, as there are protocols that must be followed for such requests.
Mapisa-Nqakula seeks assistance with her legal representation in the multi-million rand corruption case against her. And finally, there are many gaps in the process of organ donation, one of them being the loss of donors due to a lack of space and time. That's why a group of medical students at the University of Stellenbosch decided to raise funds to establish a so-called life pod, or a temporary ICU, where a donor can be kept safely and without taking up extra beds in intensive care units. Four students will take part in the Ironman 70.3 challenge at Nelson Mandela Bay on Sunday to raise funds. John T. Wright, medical student and founder of the initiative, elaborates on why time and space is so important when it comes to organ donation.
It does take quite a while to get everybody ready because it's a multidisciplinary operation. We've got the cardiothoracic surgeons involved, we've got the general surgeons involved. There's seven life-saving organs that need to be extracted, and mobilizing the resources necessary to do that does take some time. We also need to make sure that the recipients are at a facility where they can get the organ as soon as possible. And while this is happening, we need to keep these organs alive.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fushia.
Guaranteed to keep your party going all night long. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.
Hey mama, this that beat that make you groove, mama. Get on the floor, move your booty, mama. We the blastmasters blasting up the drum. Hey mama, this that beat that make you groove, mama.